You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers by teaching them marketing and sales automation. If you'd like to become one or find out more about what that entails, you can visit automationbridge.com/ASP. In this episode, what I want to do is talk about the fallacy of marketing to everybody. We've all heard it. Hey, who's your product for? Everybody. Everybody can use this product. Or people who feel like there's an easy win or an easy way to, oh, I'll just create something really quick for this audience and they'll buy it and I'll be making thousands and thousands of dollars a week, right? And it's the most common misstep I see marketers of all walks make. And that is trying to get everybody to buy their product. And while it seems easy and quick, an easy and quick way to profit, it actually produces the opposite. Okay. But before we jump into it, I want to say if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety. After that, so you know what you're getting into, make sure you subscribe and share. At the time of this recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and you can find the show in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. You can subscribe on YouTube. So for those of you who are listeners and have not subscribed or left a 5-star rating and review, please do so now. Your 5-star ratings and reviews are greatly appreciated. You can also, if you're having any issues leaving a review or understanding where to leave the review, you can go to automationbridge.com/review and we'll take care of posting your review for you. Okay. So into today's episode, every marketer makes this mistake at some point. Okay, it's inevitable. The key is not that, oh my gosh, I made this mistake. The key is to stop making the mistake. Okay, and it's often the differentiator between a good marketer and an aspirational marketer. An aspirational marketer will continue to try to get everybody. Will say yes. Oh, it's an easy $500 or $1,000. They'll continue to do that. You know, a lot of service providers like that, just local service providers. Hey, I'll do it. I'll paint your house. Hey, I'll come by and fix something. It's money, right? But it comes at a cost. And it reminds me of when my dad was teaching me how to play dominoes. And he had a saying that he would always tell me, because early I would just always want to just count. And count is get points. I would want to score. And he would tell me, son, all money ain't good money. And I didn't understand what it meant at the time. Of course, I'm young. I'm trying to figure it out. But essentially, it meant just because you can count, just because you can put points on the board, doesn't mean that you should. You've got to understand the long game, understand what dominoes your opponent may have in their hand. Bones is what we call them, but dominoes for those who aren't familiar, right? Learn how to see the trap when it's set. Sometimes people will put they'll put points on the board because they know you're going to take some, or they know you're going to put more, and they just keep, every time you count, they count, and you end up in this count match that you can't win because they're always getting the domino and they're always going first. XYZ, anyways, don't want to go into domino strategy, but all money ain't good money. And it stuck with me. So just like when I'm playing dominoes, I have to see, oh, you're baiting me. You're putting fives out. You're playing that big six. You're trying to count big. Let me combat that. I see the traps at times. Marketers must also be able to see when the traps are set. And what is the trap? The trap is the temptation to go wide instead of deep. Now, here's the thing. All right. I understand. I really do. I was that person. So, you know, I love to speak from experience. I don't like to give you all theoretical things. I remember when I was a web developer getting started and I was like, everybody needs a website. Everybody. Which is that not true? Everybody does need a website. So I understand the thinking at the time, because it's just like, man, this is a skill. And it comes from a place of helping. At least for me, it did. I wanted to help so many people. Right. And going wide, to be honest, it doesn't take much focus, and it does give this appearance that you can achieve the end goal quicker. Hey, I know something. Everybody needs it. Everybody's my customer, right? Where going deep requires more focus, discipline, measured efforts, calculated risks, specialized knowledge. Did I say focus already? Yes, focus for the third time. Focus. Right. And an example of going wide is, you know, selling your marketing course to anybody that has money. And some people will even lower the price. So it's a, I'm using air quotes, quote unquote, easy buy. Oh, I'll just create a course for like $50. Everybody will buy that. And if I get 100 people buying that course a week and I just keep throwing Facebook ads and this and that. It's how many times have you said that, or you heard people just really simplify selling to everybody by reducing the price? Right. It happens all the time. Where? So that's an example of going wide. Going deep is selling that same marketing course to digital marketers who work for e-commerce companies that are generating at least $250K in revenue, who are using Klaviyo. Very specific. Now, getting started out, you may not know how to speak to that level of specificity for your avatar, but you need to get there, right? It's much more descriptive. And quite honestly, it makes marketing easier. Who are we targeting? E-commerce users? Which ones? Klaviyo? How much? 250,000. It answers all the questions. Now, when you're writing content, you're talking about the struggles of e-commerce companies making 250,000 and trying to get to 1 million. That's a different pain point, right? Whereas you're talking to everybody, how can you speak to the pain points of everybody? You have to really niche down and understand one market. And what you'll realize is that going deep is so profitable. Once done correctly, you may not even have the desire to go wide. And that's just the truth. And most people don't have the fortitude or focus to continue on that deep path and get those deep profits. Right. And at the core of the issue, let's be honest, people struggle with saying no or turning people down. That's at the heart of the matter. It's like, instead of seeing a headache and frustration prevented, all they see is money lost. Instead of that terrible client that's going to email you every day, text message you and call you, hey, and want the world, you don't see that, the pain and frustration that comes from that. All you see is, man, that's $800 I can make. That's $150 I can make. That's $2,000 that I can make. Hey, that's an easy $10,000. No, it's not. And I'll say this, my spiritual father and mentor also told me this. So my dad told me all money ain't good money. Then my spiritual father mentor tells me, Chris, never let money be the reason you do or don't do something. Which is another trap that I see people fall into. They see the amount of money and they're like, oh, I'll do it. I need that. $5,000? Yes. I will be your marketer for $5,000 and become your VA and your web developer and your graphic designer and your customer support, all for $5,000. Mm-mm. It's not true. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it. And I'm telling you this as, for some of you all, this is a revelation. For some of you, it's a confirmation. And others, it's just a reminder. It's just a reminder to stay focused, right? So I'm going to discuss just three of the hidden traps for those who decide to not abide by what I'm telling you here and go and market to the wrong audience. And in full transparency, I'm not immune to this. There are all types of opportunities that come across my desk that I have to assess. And sometimes I need my team to hold me to what I said we were and weren't going to do, because I can get caught up in that stuff too. Oh, this looks fun. Oh, that's easy. No. Does it align with the avatar, the product, the focus, and our committed direction as a company, right? It has to align with all of those things. So let's talk about just three. There are tons. Trust me, there are tons. But these are some that you may not see, but you may be experiencing and also experiencing some frustration in your business, right? First and foremost, refunds. Refunds are a natural part of business. And depending on the product type and price, refunds are something that you just have to consider, right? Now, in service-based industries and service-based products, refunds should be much lower. In product-based industries, you're going to have to, you know, account for refunds, right? But let me speak specifically to those who I use courses as an example. So I want to stick there because I can't talk about every industry. So we'll talk about productized information products, right? So maybe you're a CPA, maybe you're a marketer, maybe you're a web developer, and you have a course that teaches people how to do a particular thing, right? You market that course to the wrong audience, and the first thing that you're going to experience, one, is a whole bunch of pre-sales questions because they don't understand. They're like, wait a minute, does this do that? Does this do this? Right? And no matter how good of a job you do at trying to communicate, if they're the wrong audience, once they get the product in their hands, they're not going to know what to do with it. They'll have no idea what to do with it. And now, since they don't know what to do with it, they don't want it anymore. And it will go to the point where they will admit, they will tell you, hey, look, I jumped into this too quick. I don't know what I was thinking. Can you give me my money back? Right. And it's, trust me, depending on how close you are to the refunds, it's going to make you feel a certain way. And sometimes you'll want to be like, hey, look, nobody forced you to buy this product. Right. You can get defensive. Now, my rule of thumb with refunds is I don't hassle people, because at the end of the day, the buyer always wins. They can always report to their credit card company. They can always request a chargeback. Right. So it's just easier to just, here you go. But guess what? When you market to the right audience, you don't have refunds on that level. You really don't. My automation service provider program to date has zero refunds, but it's highly qualified. I'm telling you up front, hey, look, do not get in this program if. Right? Now, flip it. I've had other courses where I have sold more open. Said, hey, look, I'm opening it up to even you people who don't know digital marketing. And guess what happened? Refund requests. So that's one trap, right? And let me add to it, refunds can also be in the form of somebody committing, saying they wanted to do something, and then not following through, right? Service-based businesses, that happens all the time. They say, hey, look, I'm ready to go. And then you get everything ready. You get the date scheduled. You're ready to roll. And then they're like, oh, I changed my mind, right? Or maybe you've given them a free consultation and they committed right there on the spot. Yes, this is what I want to do. You get excited. You start booking the client, projecting the revenue, planning around it. Then I changed my mind, right? Which leads us to the next trap, and that's loss of quality. And loss of quality is really based on the experience, right? So testimonials are weaker, if at all existent. Community engagement is poor. You have to understand, for my community builders out there, and there are a lot of you who are building community. It could be whether it's a Facebook group or something on a different platform like Mighty Networks, Circle, Tribe, whatever the case may be, right? You've got a community of people. And when you target a specific audience, you're creating a particular culture, right? People are asking certain questions. They're helping at a certain level of acumen. Now, you come in, when people come in, they are there for that quality, that level of engagement. And now you start bringing in, I'm going to use the term bottom feeders, right? People who are not there. They're not your target market. They're just getting started, right? Or they just don't understand what everybody else in the group understands. And they come in and what they do is they bring the acumen, the collective acumen, lower. And now you're risking losing people in your community that are really good for you because you wanted to go get the easy yeses, right? You wanted to market to the people who weren't good for you. So now you've exchanged what's good for what's not so good. And people don't often look at it like that. They really don't. But that's what's happening. You don't get those testimonials that are transformative that somebody reads and is like, oh, I got to get into this, because they're not your people. Right. And let alone progression and completion. They're not going to come through and finish the course or do everything that you've outlined because they don't know what to do with it. They're the wrong people. The right thing to the wrong person is the wrong thing. As easy as I can put it, the right thing to the wrong person is the wrong thing. Okay. And the third trap is high maintenance. Oh my goodness. This alone should be enough for you to be like, nope, I'm not market. Nope. I'm being specific with my avatar. More support emails, more complaints, again, more refunds. It's like, no matter how clear you are, or watch this, no matter how much help you've prepared for them. Look, I've got a community of people that can help you figure this out. They will stick to their own ignorance and continue to hit their head, continue to try to figure it out, and then point the finger at your stuff like it's not working. So is it me or is it you? You don't want to be in that situation where you're marketing to the wrong audience to the point where they have you questioning your own product, your own service. But I see it all the time. You listen to the wrong audience and make decisions based on their input instead of really going deep. Not to mention, you risk becoming known to the wrong audience. What if you lowered your standard and said yes to somebody you know you shouldn't have said yes to, and that person went and told all their friends, oh my God, that they're amazing. They did all this for $800. And now who's knocking at your door now? Right. All of these terrible leads, because terrible leads usually know other terrible leads, and good leads usually know other good leads. Right. This is why when you're working a job, people always say, hey, do you have friends? Because good workers usually know other good workers, or affiliates are set up that way. Hey, good customers, go find me other customers that look like you. Birds of a feather flock together, right? And there's nothing worse than lead generation working really well for the wrong leads. Right? Like your lead gen, 100 leads a day, but they're all garbage leads. And you know what it does? It really throws off your analytics, because it'll have you looking at the numbers thinking, man, we're crushing it. Our lead gen is on point. Right? Not to mention, you know, you're paying for every contact seat in your CRM. So why would you pay for leads that aren't going to convert? Why would you waste the energy to market to people? And let me tell you this, it's another trap that I thought of. I know I said three, but I'm just going to give myself freedom. It's my podcast to just freestyle this. But let me tell you this. Another trap is easy creation. Especially if it's a digital product, it's so easy to quickly create an ebook, a course, anything, right? And that temptation is like, oh, I'll just create this real quick, and then you throw a low price tag on it, right? Or maybe somebody asks you to partner, you're like, oh, I'll create this real quick for them. And before you know it, you got a whole bunch of little real quick things and none of it aligns with what you're trying to do. And all of it may have worked. So how does that work? It worked. It produced money, but somehow I feel more terrible about my business than I did before, but I'm making money. It's a symptom of the wrong audience saying yes to you and you not saying no to them. But you can't avoid these traps, okay? You can't avoid them. And the main thing is to know your end goal. What are you trying to accomplish in your business? And know your avatar. What are you trying to accomplish and who are you trying to accomplish that for? Right? Your product should fill the gap between those two. This is what product market fit is, right? Taking that avatar where they're at and taking them somewhere. Your product has to be that bridge. Right? And more importantly, say no to every avatar and opportunity that doesn't match your stated goal and primary avatar. You have to. You will hear a common teaching amongst service-based coaches and people who have achieved or amassed millions of dollars using coaching or courses or anything like that. They'll tell you, keep your funnel singular, one funnel to $1 million. Well, guess what? That one funnel needs to be targeted on one audience and one product. Right? Now, I don't want to get into the whole dynamics of business modeling and products and upsells and downsells and how to create a funnel that's consistent and walks people through if they're not ready all the way up to your main product, downsells, other things, has continuity built in and recurring revenue. Can't do that here. That's important, but can't do that in this episode. What you need to know is what prevents you from falling into these traps is knowing your end goal, knowing your avatar, aligning your product with both, and being willing to say no. If anything, you need to learn how to say no. Stop saying yes to everything. People always have ideas for you. People always have ways that you can come and help them or come in and be of service. That doesn't make them bad. They're actually doing a good thing. That's your job to say, hey, you know what? That doesn't align with who I serve. And be okay with it. Don't let somebody leave with money. Oh my gosh, I just ran a partnership and the guy made $1 million. I think you could do the same thing. Look, as tempting as that million is, if it's the wrong audience, it's not going to work. You need to vet every time somebody comes to you for a partnership or wants to put you on their platform. Don't be so thirsty and easily say yes, yes, any publicity, right? You need to be strategic. Who's going to be in that audience and how can I leverage this platform for my primary avatar and end goal? So guess what? If that's not there, I'm not saying you don't do it. There's many other reasons why you perhaps would go outside of your regular avatar and do a speaking engagement or something like that. Like, I can't give you a universal rule because marketing is very dynamic. But what I can tell you to do is make sure you have a strategy. If these people are upmarket, that may be an opportunity to tap into bigger clients, right, that you don't currently have. But be very careful sharing stages with people who are downmarket, who can't afford you, who won't afford you, and who will tempt you to create something of lower value just for them because it seems easy. And now you've got a mixed database of good leads and poor leads, and you're always trying to serve both. It's similar to having two wives, and I'm speaking from a male's perspective. One wife is enough. Oh my goodness. All my listeners who have been happily married for over 10 or 15 years know what I'm talking about. The work required for just one, two is not even appealing to me at all. Nothing about two sounds appealing to me. One wife for a lifetime. That's what I've got the fortitude for. Okay. One spouse, everybody. I don't have it. Don't have the energy. I'm giving all I got to the woman I'm with. Right. But it's the same. Marketing is often related to relationships because it is about building relationships. Marketing, in essence. So, no, you can't be married to multiple avatars and expect success and peace. Right. And again, there's a lot to unpack with knowing your avatar. How do I know my avatar? How do I define that? What is my goal? What is product market fit? There's a lot to unpack. But just for now, the main idea is be okay with the idea that you will be turning people away. You will. And it's okay to use that language that's abrasive and says, hey, no, this is not for you. And even if it's quick money, remember, you don't want the headache that will follow. Use this podcast as a fast forward button. That person, it seems like easy money. Don't do it. Do not do it. Right. And you also don't want to work with people you can't provide extreme value to. This is across the board. Doesn't matter if you're service based or product based, even SaaS, even if you're a SaaS company. Right. You don't want people using your product that aren't going to get the value out of it. Right. You just don't want that. If you have an email marketing platform, you don't want people in there that aren't going to email, that don't know how to email or aren't going to do it by the correct standards. You have a graphic design platform. You don't want people in there creating like these terrible looking designs and, you know, just using this thing, using it for all the wrong reasons. Right. You want somebody who's got a design eye. Canva, it makes things so easy to create now. Right. Huge competitor to Photoshop for those novice and more beginning to intermediate graphic designers that don't need that full robustness. Right. But they also need to target people who can design. You don't want somebody in there that's taking an hour to create a cover for your ebook, right? It's just hours, takes them days. You're not going to get what would that testimonial sound like? And it took me 3 days, almost 48 hours, but I did it with Canva. Whereas somebody else can be like, oh, it's so simple and easy. I can produce graphics in minutes. Right? You want people you can provide extreme value to so you can get those transformational testimonials. And guess what? Those people are the ones you want to work with and sell your product to anyway. Why be in business if you don't enjoy who you're serving? Why even do it? Whether you're close to them or not, you don't have to be talking to them one-on-one to know, like, man, the product we're producing is really changing lives. This is great. And you'll see it. Products that call out specific audiences, women with long hair who just can't seem, who don't have time in the morning. Specific product. The man, the mechanical working man with rough hands. Use this butter scrub. She'll thank you for days. Right? Specific audience. Believe it or not, you'll scale much quicker. And remember, you definitely don't want to be adjusting your marketing from feedback from the wrong audience. Okay? This includes friends, family, acquaintances that don't know much about your business or business in general giving you advice. You don't want to do that. Wrong audience. Right? So stay focused. Stay focused, my friends. It's the only way to avoid these traps and make it to whatever level of success you're shooting for quickly. So answer me this. Who needed to hear this? I know for a fact you did, because again, this was either revelation, confirmation, or a reminder. So I know you needed to hear this, but who else? Who else do you know that keeps falling for the, oh, I'll just do this real quick? It's like they create something new every week, every month. Oh, this person said that, they wanted to partner, so I created this. Or I'm over here now, right? Share this episode with them. that service-based business that's just getting started, you're getting word of mouth clients. It's good for now, but make sure that you don't start chasing the check and just taking on anybody. Okay? You want to make sure that you're clear with who you're for and who you're not, and be okay with saying no. For every no is two sides to a coin, right? Your no is somebody else's yes. Somebody else's no is your yes. We got to keep flipping the coin. Don't get greedy and try to keep all the coins. You don't want the coins. You want the bills. You want the bills. Anyway, so if you found today's episode valuable, make sure you share it and subscribe. Leave a 5-star rating and review. For those of you who are my first time listeners, now is your time to subscribe to the All Systems Go podcast and leave your 5-star rating and review. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals on how to do marketing and sales automation for small businesses and SaaS companies. This is our commitment. Okay, we call them automation service providers because the market in totality is in need of people who understand the technological landscape, are strategic thinkers, and understand how to implement systems for rapid growth. Okay, again, for both small businesses and SaaS companies. Now, what we've done is we've made it easy for you to get access to everything that you need. If you go to allsystemsgopodcast.com, you'll be able to get access to the latest episodes. You can inquire about our Amplify My Automation package, which is catered to helping you put automated marketing and sales systems in your business over the next 6 months. You'll get access to our free Facebook group if that's what you want to join. You can also request or refer someone to be a guest on the podcast. Let me just say this because I'm getting a lot of emails. Don't email me. Do not email me personally with a guest for the podcast. We have a place for you to go, a form for you to fill out. Okay. And any resources or training mentioned on the podcast, one URL gets you everything. AllSystemsGoPodcast.com. All right. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.